Hello.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Make It College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. That is the K-12 charter schools around this fair city of Tucson that is making college come true for students for over a decade.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And with, I'm Pastor John McClain, and with me, I have my favorite part of the show, the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, a former Tucson Unified School District educator, the author of the book, Making College Come True, 10 Keys to Success, and still the newest talk radio show host in the fair city of Tucson, Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
Ooh. There we go.
Dr. J in the house.
Going wild. Woo, woo.
And our guest in studio today is a stranger, someone we've never met before, never seen this face,
yeah.
But or he's my co-host on the Common Good Radio Show, and his name is Andreas Ruiz with I Believe in Myself Coaching.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Really excited. And I love the song that you have for the intro.
Yeah, it's irony.
Okay. Yeah. It's good. That's all
we're
good.
Glad when school's out, let me tell you. The kids may be happy, but we who work there are even happier.
Yeah.
Sometimes they look offended when we say, oh, I can't wait to go out either. And they're like, you don't want to see us? Oh, we're like, oh, no, we'd love to see you, but. Yeah.
Well, but I feel like it's been forever since we've had you on the show.
It is.
Yeah. It has
been months, even, I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, it's been yeah. months.
You're
for
just
sure.
such
yeah.
a busy man, coaching, speaking. You ain't got time for us anymore, huh? For the little people.
I know. You're going to have to schedule weeks yeah. ahead.
Maybe months, even. I don't know.
Yes.
What is your time?
Nah, not that.
But for those who don't know, I met Dr. J. through Andreas, uh-huh. and Andreas met Dr. J through Toastmasters.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And since they met at mm-hmm. Toastmasters, and actually, in a lot of ways, I mean, I guess I'll let you tell the story of how, in a lot of ways, Dr. J inspired what you do today.
Mm-hmm.
And in a lot of ways, if she didn't say to you, hey, you know, can you do that for me? You know, you may have never, you know, had the confidence to get over that hill. So yeah. I guess, you know, tell us that story.
Yeah. So I remember when I first met her, she told her, gave her speech about the billboard, that you're a walking billboard. Do you remember that?
Yep. Your life's a walking billboard.
Yeah. Your life's a walking billboard. So that's just how powerful it is when you hear a very powerful speech and I say, wow, this one's really cool. I really liked her speech. And I went up to her and I just was talking to her about how, wow, like I really liked your speech. And it was really inspiring how we are all a walking billboard. And it really just, at that time, I was still growing. I was still learning how to be a better person, and just listening to her and being around people like her made me a better person. And then I started, and she asked me, so what do you do? And, you know, I said, oh, what I do, I'm a motivational speaker. And, I mean, I never really spoke. I spoke at it for free at some schools, but then she's like, oh, really? I have a school and, maybe we could have you. How much do you charge? And that's when I said, what? Like, she wants to pay me? I don't know. And I just told her a price. And then she said, oh, really? Oh, that's really cheap. Like, okay, I'll have you. I'm like, oh, really? That's cheap? Damn. Like,
wait. Did I say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, no. And then she told me, she's like, yeah, like, let's have you. And then I spoke to her school and the kids really enjoyed it. And then from there, it just kept growing the relationship. Just we would, you know, just I would go speak to her students and then... I don't know. We've known each other for quite some time now. I think
it's been a few
4 or 5 years,
yeah.
maybe. It's crazy. I can't believe how long we've known each other.
And then
just recently with COVID, just another opportunity came where I was able to coach her school, which I'm still coaching. I'm still coaching her teachers, and I'm really proud of her teachers. How they're really the ones that I am coaching. They're really improving.
And they are
emotionally, mentally. And in every way, I just have seen so much growth in them. And I'm really proud of them, just how they're overcoming fears and just overcoming any mental barriers. And yeah, so that's kind of how we met. And it's been really cool to now be able to connect all of us together. And then especially with like Entrepreneurship Academy and all this stuff that we're doing. It's just really cool to be around people who inspire you and who are go-getters.
Mm-hmm. Likewise. Sure. I mean, and to spot one, I mean, like to spot you guys again, you know, this is like a weird thing for me, but I always forget that I'm quite a bit older than you guys. And I think I still forget it every day. Like even now, I don't really feel it or think
good,
it.
Good. Yeah. But, us either, if it makes you feel any better. Yeah. Granted, I think both Andreas and I both feel a little older than we are. And yeah, you look younger than you are.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I get you a lot of stars.
And you know what? You do have that energy, because it doesn't matter how old you are. What matters is just that you have that inspiration from the people around you and from yourself. And that's why I think when we're in the room, age doesn't even matter, because honestly, we have more energy than some teenagers, honestly.
Yes, I think so.
Not, no more quoting R. Kelly, though, okay?
Yeah. Yep. No, but I'm serious. We do have more energy than a lot of people that are way younger than us. We feel younger than everybody, because you've seen people like Bob Proctor, these older guys that are 90 years old, and they're still going up the stage, like almost running. I'm like, man, look at this guy. Just,
I don't know. That's crazy.
And actually, something I'd love to hear from you, Dr. J, is like, what impact has Andreas had on your teachers, your students, your just like your overall school? Can I, like, I guess go into detail for us for that? Because I don't think we've talked about it at all.
And this is what I like about having charter schools. Like, I have the ability to bring in someone that I see that's just going to be a perfect fit. And so what I saw with Andres was I saw someone who was going above and beyond in Toastmasters. That's where I first saw him. And I thought, who is this young guy? And he was with Randy, another young guy. And I got to know both of them after they were the MCs for a contest.
Oh, yeah.
But they went above and beyond. And man, these days, I'm sorry, but I don't see people go above and beyond really for anything.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's the opposite. Oh, well, here we're going to give you the product, but you got to download it, got to print it yourself, and you might as well have it all abound yourself as well. You know, it's like, really? That's not even a service. And so to see people really go that extra mile, that is what Spotted, you know, made me more interested to hear what they had to say and to get to know them. And then with Andres, he had this whole plan, like, for his life to reflect that kind of level of living. And I thought, oh man, the kids need this.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say that I thought, well, he's closer to their age than me, so they would relate to him better. Then he got into the whole I believe in myself, and he told me that that's the name of his company. I was like, what? Because we just got done having a meeting at our leadership meeting we have every week. And we said, what is it that the kids really need? And we said, they need someone who can believe in them. And we said, well, we are that for them. And we believe in them, but you know, we are their teachers too. So I don't know how legitimate that kind of serves that purpose. And at that meeting, somebody said, we need to teach them how to just believe in themselves. Because all your life, that's what happens. If you're waiting for someone to believe in you that you're going to, you know, do well as a parent or do well at your work, or, you know, you may be waiting a long time. Because people may think it, but they don't always think to say it. And there's just such a, I don't know, a mis... interpretation of compliments, because there's so many that are given that aren't sincere. So it's not very powerful. So in the end, if you're going to do something new or you want to do something well, you really have to just trust and believe in yourself. I have what it takes. If they can do it, I can certainly do it. You know, what's the difference? I mean, I'm just like them. I'm a human. I have ambition. I have focus. I have a desire to serve and to give. And you know, so how, what, why not me? You know, you start asking it the other way around. Oh, why me? Why not me?
Oh, I like that. Yeah,
absolutely. Good stuff. we'll talk about all that and more with Andreas Ruiz with I Believe in Myself Coaching after this break. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. One of my favorite things Andreas says is, if you can hold it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. So what are you visualizing today to make happen tomorrow? We'll be right back.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KBOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello, you amazing, marvelous, educated, scholarly individuals. This is the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with the one and only Dr. Jennifer Herrera, also known as Dr. J.
Woohoo!
Yes. Yeah. Yay. Ooh, in the house. And then also my partner in crime in most occasions, Mr. Andres Ruiz, with I Believe in Myself Coaching, here to motivate us.
Yeah,
right. Motivate on. Me, Andreas. Motivate it. Me.
Get out there. Get out there and be somebody.
Yeah,
and,
that's right.
And we were touching on a lot of the great stuff that Andreas does with I Believe Myself, as well as what he's been doing with Tucson International Academy, and the way that he's helped, you know, transform those students, the way he's helped transform that staff, and definitely those that are out there, whether you have a small or large business, a small or large group, and you need motivation in your life, you need some inspiration, you need people that to believe in themselves, Andreas Ruiz is the guy to call.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. And
yes.
But we were also in the break, we were talking about with Tucson International Academy, a big part of Tucson International Academy is entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. So tell us more about that, Dr. J.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love entrepreneurship. So for me, I was raised with a bunch of entrepreneurs. My grandpa started an insurance company. Mm, my nice. Other grandma on my other side of the family ran actually a mentally ill facility.
Oh, wow. Cool.
And my grandma back with the guy who ran the insurance company also started a gas station, the first gas station in our town.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's and cool. She.
So you're like a celebrity where you come from, is pretty much what you're saying.
With the older crowd, yeah, yes. Yeah. The younger, yeah, no, not so much. And then the other one is that grandma did go to college. So, like, they all went to college, and, you know, that's a long time ago. That's like they were born in 1901 and 1899. I mean, that's the range for those grandparents that I had. Wow. So they were movers and shakers, especially for that era. And they went through the Depression era, and they still had houses, and they maintained things. They worked hard. They were hard workers, and they were good people. So what I liked about that is that they were not afraid. They could see a need. Oh, the car has been introduced. It's a new invention. Mm-hmm. It's on the road. Oh, it takes gas. So how do they get gas? Oh, well, we could have a gas station. Mm-hmm. You know, and how basic. I mean, today we're like, yeah, of course, you know, but no, think about it from their era. I mean, just was like, oh, revolutionary, and it was controversial. Oh, those cars are going to run the horse and buggies off the road. That's not right, you know, and a lot of conflicting views. Good. And my grandparents grew up, you know, when I grew up, they were telling us those stories. So entrepreneurship has always been a part of my life. My dad started businesses all the time, insurance and other kinds of financial services and things like that. Nice. And he also had a farm, you know, that someone else farmed, but he oversaw it. He oversaw someone else's farm. I mean, he just did a lot of things. My mom was a teacher. My mom was always on committees, and she always had, like, you know, a grant that she wrote, you know, that she was one of the people before she retired as a teacher. She wrote a grant for one of the first full day kindergartens. Because back in the day, it was a half day program. Now it's full day everywhere. Wow. But back then it wasn't. And so I have mover and shaker parents. So, of course, you know, I'm going to maybe think a little different. Both of my brothers have had multiple businesses. They've sold cars. They've sold insurance. They've sold financial products. They've sold, everything. And they to this day could easily resurrect the business if you know what of any kind, because they know what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, opening schools was really fun because I saw a lot of holes in education, and I was like, wow, if I could just have like a private school, but I don't want to chase people for money. Oh, then you found charter schools where the state will make a contract and they will pay for it, mm-hmm. but you had to follow their guidelines. And I thought, I can do that. So mm-hmm. that's how I got involved in it. So then, because of all my experiences, and I saw the Hispanic community were of my school, because they're 88% Hispanic,
mm-hmm.
man, I never saw so many entrepreneurs. But they don't call themselves entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
They don't call themselves anything. They don't even give value to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, oh, I'm just trying to make ends meet. No, yeah. you're an entrepreneur, you know.
Wow.
And so they were like, you know, Valentine's Day, do you see all those people on the street corners selling things?
Mm-hmm.
They're probably from my school. I'm just, and the parents are that way. So I've attracted parents who were bringing their kids that are all kind of like minded. So, business building and making money has always mm-hmm. been a part of their lives. You know, I think someone's always selling jewelry. Someone's always selling, and it's not just any old jewelry. It's jewelry from Mexico,
mm-hmm.
the silver from Tosco. You know what I mean? It's just
yeah.
really good stuff.
Yeah.
And they have services. I know all of my employees mostly have some sort of side business going.
That's cool.
As long as it doesn't, you know, take away from our school,
mm-hmm.
they're allowed to have that. And I just love watching that. So entrepreneurship is alive and well at Tucson International Academy.
Mm-hmm. That's really yeah. cool. And you know what I love about it, that is that it all started with your grandparents.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
basically.
It's so interesting how not only did you pass it on to your family, but then you also pass it on to all these people. So just think about the impact that your family is making on so many lives. And, you know, if you just start to think about like, wow, my grandparents, they did that. Had it not been for them, you wouldn't be doing what you're doing. So like,
it's true.
What do you think were like the top three things that you saw from them that really inspired you to become an entrepreneur yourself, like to do your own thing?
Mm.
Well, I think one thing was the ability to observe. You know, sometimes people just live life and they're just in a rut and they're just going along with the crowd and they don't have time to think or move or anything. My grandparents, my parents, and most of my relatives, to be honest, just have stepped back. And they look and they say, what could we do to make this better?
I
think it was their questioning technique for themselves.
Yes.
And the questions were like entertainment for them. Like it's still uh-huh. entertaining to
That's
me even
cool.
too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, ooh, what could we do with our entrepreneur business program? You know, mm-hmm. How fun could that be? I mean, even the thing we three are doing together, mm-hmm. it's exciting. It's just fun. And it's meeting a need. And we only had one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know what I like about that is because your grandparents, they're smart because they got clarity, like Tony
yes.
Robbins says. They actually sat back and got clarity instead of just taking the action. You know, of course, you have to take some imperfect action, but you also have to step back and say, okay, where is there a need? And
mm-hmm.
it was gas. I mean, obviously,
yeah.
you know, it was a no-brainer, but a lot of people were not thinking with their brains. And yeah. that's what Earl Nightingale says. He's like, many people just don't think.
Yeah.
And your grandparents, they thought. And
yeah.
that's what differentiated them from the rest of the mass, because they thought. And how many people actually think?
I don't think that many do these days.
And I mean, it's not to like put people down or anything like that, but because I used to be one of those people that would just go get out of work and then go watch TV for 4 to 5 hours when I wasn't even thinking for myself. I
yeah,
was letting the TV think for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So your grandparents, they thought. And that's why I say, you know, whatever you can hold here, you can hold here, because
I love
you
that
actually
saying.
Think. Mm-hmm. You think. You don't. A lot of people don't think, unfortunately. That's why a lot of people don't create. And that's what we're doing with Entrepreneurship Academy.
Mm.
We're helping people think.
Yes.
Because people don't think. And I even had a presentation with this woman that she stood up and she said, oh my God, like this is the first time I ever speak about my dream. And I've been holding this dream for 20 years in my head.
Mm.
And she cried.
Ugh.
Imagine.
That's wonderful, though. I'm so glad you finally helped her
yeah.
realize, you know, I do have this dream.
Yes.
and
that's what I think we're really doing with Entrepreneurship Academy is we're helping people think
mm-hmm. yeah.
at the end of the day, because it all starts with thought. And then, of course, you put the plan of action together.
Yeah.
And then that's what we're doing. We're just asking the questions, like John was asking the questions that are amazing with, you know, where's your zone of genius? You're asking them, what's your purpose?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the action? Like, mm-hmm. what's the why? Where's the why? And I just help them like just say, what do you want to create? Speak it right now.
Yes.
Speak
yes.
it into existence, because if you yes. never speak, it'll never happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like those people without a vision, they'll perish. They'll perish by going to drugs, alcohol, doing all of these reckless things, and that's why people perish, because they don't have a vision. And I think it says in the Bible, I heard it from Earl Nightingale, but I think it's in the Bible, without a vision, the people will perish.
It's and a Bible verse. You got one memorized.
And that's the thing. With motivation, I think I've learned the Bible with just listening to all these motivational
stuff.
Well,
they're principles, right?
Yeah,
they're principles of life.
And that's what we're doing. We're bringing principles to people through Entrepreneurship Academy. It's crazy. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I love fun that. Stuff.
Well, thank you, Andreas, for joining us, brother.
I love this.
Yeah, that's Andreas Good Ruiz stuff. Of I Believe in Myself Coaching. Go to ibelieveinmyself.org to sign up with him.
That's right.
Yeah. We'll be back right after this break. This is the Making College Come True Radio Show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. And I'll be right back.
Are you considering going back to college? Do you know someone who is? Then Making College Come True is the book for you. This in-depth book, authored by Dr. Jennifer Herrera, local educator and superintendent of Tucson International Academy, takes what may seem to be a difficult task and gives a simple rundown on how to make college come true for yourself or a loved one. Get your copy of Making College Come True on Amazon or at TucsonInternationalAcademy.com today.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello, everybody, all you beautiful 10:30 a.m. listeners. Welcome to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I am Pastor John McClain, here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera of the Herrera clan.
Yay!
Also known as Dr. J, not to be confused with the Philadelphia basketball players of the 60s.
Although I'll take that affiliation.
Yeah, for sure.
I can jump.
Is that Dr. J? Yeah.
I love basketball.
So before we left, I think the theme of today's show is entrepreneurship. We were talking about some of the, you know, kind of Dr. J's entrepreneurial background and how from even before 1900s, inspiration has found her over 100 years now to inspiring others to do entrepreneurship. Tell us a little bit more. I know you're involved with Junior Achievement. And there's a kind of a, you know, an entrepreneurship element involved with that. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, Junior Achievement. Wow, they're a real find. When I started my charter school 20 years ago, I heard about them. And I said, oh my gosh, this is like learning put to action, like a simulation. So they have like a bunch of, well, at least two ways that I know of so far, where they help kids simulate what it's like to be in the workforce. And you can enter that workforce in a number of ways. You know, you can enter it from a fund, like a job that you incredibly love, and you can enter it in a job that just pays the bills or meets, you know, ends and is less fulfilling, but it is substantial. Like, how do you substantiate that? And so with JA, Junior Achievement is a nonprofit organization. It's solely run by volunteers. They have like a paid staff, but it's minimal. And they work really hard because they're very dedicated. And I do happen to be on their board now. They asked me to be on their board. And I love serving on that board because it is just, everyone is so excited for what they can bring to the schools. And of course, I'm an educator, so I love that. So, and my school is involved with them, and they are getting ready to do a stock market simulation. They call it Stock Market Challenge. Heritage Day. And so there will be a teams created from schools all over Arizona, and they will have virtually, we will have like a ticker, like the stock market, saying this stock went up. Oh, this is a news thing that came out. Ah, okay, now that stock crashed. Oh no, now it was thrown out of course and now it's back up. And it's just very fast. It's very
Is it in line with the actual market? Or is, okay.
That's how they do it. Yeah. And I'm not sure exactly how that works, but get this, they're going to train our students, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade, and they will be trained by businessmen who like are from Morgan Stanley or Stanley Morgan. I always get them turned around.
One, other.
One of those financial institutions, and from other ones as well, and from bank, I think a banker, and then two financial organizations, and they will meet with the kids virtually by Zoom, and they will give them the training for 45 minutes on November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. So 3 days in a row, that my 10th, 11th, and 12th graders will have a training about stocks and what it is and how it works. Because stocks are a little mystical. It's not like gambling where you're putting a bet on something, yet it can be reduced to that if you are doing it uninformed and uneducated. So it's like, it's a good thing to do because you don't want to mess around and then lose everything because you really didn't have a basis of how it really works. So I think it's going to be exciting. Yeah. It's a challenge. And then they will have like a state winner. And we, having four high schools, are going to compete against ourselves. So the four high schools will compete against each
That's super cool.
And just see what they can do. And it's just for fun. It is not life and death. It's not for blood, you know. It's just for fun. And that's what I like. Yeah, it's a new skill.
That's awesome. I mean, just it's so awesome. It almost seems like a foreign concept.
Yeah.
This, not only this challenge, but learning stocks. Like I'm just learning stocks myself probably within the past 3 to 5 years. And, you know, I've got myself a little Ford, a little American Airlines, you know, some of the goodies back when they were at a low. But I'm just kind of learning as I go. And, I'm still kind of getting my sea legs. So just to think, if I would have had the opportunity in 10th grade to learn this stuff, you know, where would I be today? And, you know, how would my stock portfolio look today?
Yeah.
That's super awesome.
And things do change over the decades. My parents, again, did have just a minor involvement in investing in that way. So I got to watch them make their decisions. They were always very conservative. So I never saw a downside really to it. And then when they passed on and I had control of it, I just did what they did because I thought, well, it sustained them. So I don't want to blow everything up. So I just did what they did and it served us well. It really helped in a number of ways to be able to start TIA. That was really the legacy that stock that I got to have helped me with that.
It's all full circle.
It sure is. I mean, I still don't really understand it. Like the other day I looked at a stock paper that came in. It said that it was worth $15,000. I was like, wow, that's great. I didn't know it was up to that high because my parents bought a stock and then they would click a button that said reinvest any earnings. And so that one I had so many years that it got to that level. And I don't know what it was when they started because I was just probably a baby. But so that came in. Then I saw like last week it said that it was only worth like $400. I was like, what happened? $15,000 to $400. But that's because things that are happening in our market right now, and I don't know why. So so I think it's important to learn, right? That stock for me is just something that is I don't depend on it, you know. That's I think the thing we have to teach the kids is you got to be careful what you depend on. You do need to have a day job, and this is just extra. So I think that will be a point that will come out, but we'll find out. I'll be able to tell about it here in about 2 weeks.
Teach me something, please.
Bet it'll be fun. And I'm looking forward to that. JA also has this thing where they call it business biz day or biz town.
Okay.
And they have like fronts for businesses. And I went up to see it and tour it. And they had a front for like a Wells Fargo. They had a front for like a Schlotzky's
deli
food. And they had a front for actually the Diamondback Stadium. And it was all Diamondbacks themed. And it was really cute. They had like, you know, even a sample of the bleacher, not the bleachers, but the, you know, the stadium seating was in there. And the kids can sit there. And They can, I don't know, they have a simulation for everything. So it's just really neat. And so the kids have to apply for jobs. And one kid applied for a job there, and he was a 12-year-old. And he was in the bank manager. Nice. And he had tellers, and the tellers called in sick. Because actually they were playing at a game that was at one of the other businesses. And he said, you have to be here because we can't go forward and I'm going to get in trouble if you don't come. And he couldn't motivate them to come back. And he's like, what do I do? He was so distressed. And he said, why do people say they will work and then they don't show up? I thought, story of my life, kid.
Yeah. <It's> like, welcome to the real world, buddy. Get to work.
Exactly. And he was just so like, blown away. So look at the lessons they can learn.
Absolutely. Well, we'll talk about JA and TIA and plenty more after this break. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain here with the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, Dr. Jennifer Herrera. We'll be right back.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good radio show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello, everybody. Hold on tight. We got one more amazing segment of the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Doctor. That's Doctor with the D, Jennifer Herrera.
Yay. Yeah. Woo. We can do Doctora.
Doctora
Herrera. Goes with my last name better. Doctor.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Inspiration to the people.
Yes.
So before we went to the break, we were talking about JA Junior Achievement. It is a group that is partnered with Tucson International Academy, and it's I want to think in a lot of ways adds on to what you guys do. We were talking about before the BizTown
that
they have, and then they also do a challenge for teaching kids stocks,
which is super awesome.
But I was going to tell you during the break in BizTown, it sounds so super familiar because when I was in elementary school in Orlando, Florida, in fifth grade, we had this program that we did every Friday. All the fifth graders. All pretty much for half the day, we didn't even go to class. We just went to our jobs.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
Yeah, and the way the program worked is all the fifth graders got different jobs. There was a post office. There was a bank. There was a mall, like a little mini mall. There were an array of different businesses. And everybody got their job. I initially started in the program at the post office. And when I worked at the post office, I created this little activity sheet, much like our Common Good news that people kids got whenever they bought some stamps. And I got Employee of the Month for making that. Yeah. And then after working at the post office, I worked at the mall and I owned a business at the mall. And that's at 10 years old when I learned the value entrepreneurship, because at the post office, for the sake of numbers, let's just say I made $100 a week. Owning my own business at the mall, I made like $10,000.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That is amazing.
Yeah, it was wild.
I wish I knew what program that was. Boy, I would take that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Mm-hmm. That's my mom, again, Miss, you know, entrepreneur herself, even though she didn't know it. She actually wrote a grant, again, for economics program. Mm. And the economics program she wrote it for had every classroom had to create a business.
Mm-hmm.
And that business, they ran it on their week. And for kindergarten, she taught kindergarten, she had to make pizza. So they had it like an assembly line, which I worked at a pizza place. I don't know exactly how it works, but it was kind of cute for the kinders.
Uh-huh.
And someone started with the dough, and then the next one put the spoonful of sauce, and then the next one put the cheese, and the next one put the olives or whatever, and the different meats and stuff. And then the other ones, like an adult was with, they put it into an oven.
Mm.
And it was just such a cool program. I'm like, oh my God, kindergartners understand how to make stuff and how to work, and they would wear little aprons and little hats, and their hair had to
so
be back.
Cute.
And
it's so cute.
I know. It's like, I want to do that. So it's like, wow, I hope we can do that, something like that at TIA.
Mm-hmm.
It does take extra time. It does take extra focus, and it helps if you have experienced teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, it's so hard to get a teacher, period, let alone someone who's actually taught for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
So I just tell people, and I'll put a little spiel in for it right now. If you want to contribute at the highest level and you are willing to put time in, you should consider being a teacher, because it doesn't matter your academic level. We can find a program to get you certified.
Yeah.
But if you have any desire, but the thing is, you have to be willing to work hard. I mean, I have people who have the desire to teach, but they think teaching is you show up and you talk at the kids and you leave. That is not how teaching works. You have to stay there. You have to make sure that they're understanding what you're saying and change how you say it so they do understand it even better, and have interesting activities to make it fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what's happened. We just think everything should just be instant. Well, I said it, therefore they should just know it. Was that how it works for you?
Yeah.
You know, I'm telling you how to teach and you're not listening. So it's
That's interesting to say that. And I think I've actually been listening in regards to that, because my four-year-old, whenever I read him a book, I read him a bedtime story every night. And when I read him the story, I always like change my voice and take on little characters and do little things like that, because
that's cool.
Otherwise, if I just read it like, oh, then now Tim walked down the street and he did this, and then he shot the bow and arrow, and then he did this.
Snoring.
Like, he would just be like, oh, I want to read it, you know, give it to me. But when I go, then Tim went down the street and he ran, and then Timmy said, hey guys, I'm ready to play, and, you know, do that type of stuff, and he just loves
then
it.
Glued,
yeah, and
right?
Then when it's funny, when he reads the story to me, he's like, hey, I'm gonna read to you. Okay, you read to me. He's like, and then the guy went, oh, I want to do this. Yeah, so, yeah. That's
should be a teacher, John.
Oh,
teach,
what?
John.
Yeah. Well, actually,
just saying.
Just to throw an extra, you know, add to Tucson International Academy, definitely those people that are out there, whether you're considering being a teacher or you are a teacher and you're looking for a good home, that's what I've heard about Tucson International Academy. I've heard it's family, definitely everybody who's, whether they've been administration or staff, they eventually become a teacher and end up ingrained in the place in some way or the other. So
yeah, if they can push through, you know, when you first are starting a new career, you are not going to be the best at it.
Mm.
And if you think you are, and then you're offended every time someone tries to help you take that next step up, it's not the profession for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I have a great group of teachers. So, but over the years, it took me a while to find the right teachers, because they're so not understanding how important it is that you learn how to directly speak into the lives of kids.
Mm.
And it isn't like just having a conversation, and it isn't just showing a bunch of videos.
Mm-hmm.
That's not teaching. So it's like, if they're seriously wanting to make a difference and are teachable, boy, we are definitely the school. And everyone at our schools works hard. And the ones that don't, you know, can't push through for whatever reason, I'm not saying they're bad or anything, and I'm not saying we're the perfect place to work. We're not.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, if you can't push through, then probably just don't come. It's like you need to make a good 2 to 3 year commitment before you give up on something.
Mm-hmm.
That's my advice.
Yeah. Well, awesome. And so let's jump back. We got about 5 minutes to play with the our most recent event we did. We talked about it on the Common Good Radio Show. We haven't talked about it here yet. Yesterday we just held the 3 Simple Steps to Starting a Business in our business workshop series that we're doing at the Arizona Sands Club. And it was just, let me just start with, such a blessing to able to host our workshops there. If you haven't been to the Arizona Sands Club, people out there, check it out. Arizona Sands Club, Google it. I'm not going to give you any more information than that. It's inside the Arizona University of Arizona Stadium. It's a beautiful little dinner club. And Dr. J. Andreas and I got the good fortune to be able to host a workshop series the fourth Sunday of or fourth Wednesday of every month there. And I guess, you know, give your take on, you know, how it went, what we taught people, what we learned, you know, the whole shebang and bang.
It was so much fun. And it was fun because, you know, my personal beliefs are that small business makes the world go round. You can see that in any even third world country when people open up the window from their living room and turn it into a little store.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that big stores have their place. I mean, I order from Amazon, I order from big places, mm-hmm. but small places do too.
Yeah.
And I think you need both. It's not an either or, and it certainly shouldn't be dominated or directed or harmed or impacted by government.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a place for both.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I liked was these ideas that the people that came to the seminar, there were about 10, they had ideas and they had really not thought it through. And we got the pleasure of helping them connect why maybe they had that idea with, you know, Andreas giving his motivational perspective, you know, hey, what's your mindset? Your mindset is what about this idea you have?
Mm-hmm.
And then you said, and what part of your genius applies to that idea? And then mine was, let's get this idea started. Come on, ka-chish, ka-chish, with a crack of the whip. Which is certainly my style and your styles, and I just thought it was seamless. I thought that it was just surprisingly went way better, like you'd have thought we'd been doing them for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that the people we had were blown away. I mean, I think their hair was even like blowing back.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, for sure. What?
And the idea that kind of came to mind, just kind of as you're just speaking right now, I apologize for spacing out, was I could see us doing that one once a month.
Yeah.
And then maybe there's, you know, as we start creating these workshops, the other ones we also do once a month. So like the second Wednesday, we're doing the 3 simple steps to start a business. The third Wednesday, we're doing how to develop your small business. The fourth Wednesday, we're doing how to do a mastermind and, you know, and so on. So
yeah, how to do a radio show. These radio shows are a blast. And you talk about a way to help further your own thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It's listening to other people talk about it. And hopefully we ask enough questions so that the listeners can be reflecting on their own ideas about things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I think learning happens. And that's how I think we get better and better and offer quality life to people around us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought it went really well. I thought that, how did you like the questioning with my you poor thing?
That was why you are a professional at putting people on the spot, that's for sure. Even though it was my own fault for volunteering. If the military taught me anything, it's don't volunteer. But
sucker.
Yeah. But that was definitely interesting. I mean, it was actually a blessing, really. I mean, as much as it was really uncomfortable, like putting, you know, this is the goal right there in the middle. And then, okay, this is why I want to accomplish that goal. And this is how I accomplish that goal. And it just, like you said, it really put into perspective well, really like, just like cut out the BS. And it was just like, okay, this is, if you really want to do it, this is how you do it.
Yeah,
and and now that that's in front of you, it really makes you ask yourself, is this something you really want to do?
<That's right.
laughs>
Because if you find out it really isn't, it would have fizzled out and wasted more of your time. Mm-hmm. But if you do an exercise like that, you can see. And what I saw was you got even more excited about it.
Yeah.
And you already have the first one ready. I mean, wow, that's just amazing, John. And I mean, also the seeing the power of team, the power of leveraging other people into your cause and just letting everyone be a part of something great, you know. It's a real benefit. I thought your idea was great. Now I have to admit I was a little more tough with you because I knew that we could get a good result. Oh my god, you're amazing. No wonder you have so many businesses. You're a natural businessman. It's like
it's just in me, you know. I certainly, like, I tell people Home Community Services, the newest social service organization we created, is the 46th organization I created.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Well, we keep it moving. Well, this is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy, the 45th venture that I got into. We'll see you next week. You guys have a good week. I'm Pastor John McClain. That's Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
See you next week.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show, or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.